Helicopters and rope control airplanes. He's gotten into building clock. No, and he was kicking himself the entire drive. I'm like, oh my god, I could drive it right here. Whatever. Totally into it. Like, hee-hee, you're such a nerd. So he's got like the goggles now, and so like he wears them and he gets like the bird's eye view from like the plane basically. So it's like you're driving the plane. Super interesting. Yeah. I have. It's like you're sitting, if you could drive, like actually sit in the pilot seat of the little quadcopter that he built, that's what you would see. It's like if I were a little chipmunk riding on the top of his quadcopter, that's what I would see. It's pretty cool.
I watched the YouTube video.
Yeah, he's got a few videos. He's learned how to do some flips now. He can like...
Oh, jeez.
Like, he's been, like, watching these videos of other people who fly them, who, like, do these crazy shit, like, in playgrounds where they, like, go down slides and, like, through these little, like, windows and all kinds of shit. I'm like, sure. All right, so windows, this is what we're into. No, like, a playground, like, where there's, like, a cutout.
Still,
no glass.
Spinning blades. Bars. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have those cheap little $30 copters.
Is that what you want to do?
Man, I'm
Taiwanese. I want to do...
Right. Well, the shit that he has, he's built, and so it's pretty easy for him to replace. Like, the propellers, they break. I mean, he crashes them and shit breaks, but he's able to fix it pretty easily.
I saw them with a custom frame, like a laser cut wood thing.
Yes. The first one he cut out himself, which was pretty impressive. I mean, it wasn't super pretty, but I mean, it was pretty impressive that he did it on his own. And that's what his brother does. He has a... CNC machine. I don't know what it stands for, but basically he can like program it into the computer and it will cut out whatever you want. And so he's been able to cut out like the shape for his quadcopter, like the frame, out of wood, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he like stains it all pretty. And it's awesome. Yeah. Well.
And you're still teaching? Are you on summer break?
I am on summer break. I am currently looking for a job because the job that I was told I had, I wasn't actually allowed to apply for.
What?
Contract bullshit. Because I am a half-time teacher and the job that was open at my school is not specific to my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. quick get back to, like,
the camera roll? I don't know.
It's time for a new phone.
Might be time for a new phone, but...
It always helps, though, yeah, just to rewind it. That might just do it.
Right? No, just help it always helps.
I'm going to take a quick 2-minute break just for...
Oh, for sure. I can't remember the last time I
read that. Dave Iola.
Yeah. Months and months.
He's got to resurface his Dave
like
magnet.
I leave it on all the time.
I know, it's funny now.
Well, it's fine, but... Well, because, like, that's where it was going. Windows 98,
I had a second first, I did the
whole thing. The fridge goes...
You could not, of course, because... Energy
finance is fine. I think I need something like that just built into my computer. It's been too long to restart it for you.
Right.
Logging off.
No, it's not quite the same thing.
Yeah, I fucked that up.
Who knows?
I don't know if it does that.
No, there's a human, and you, there's two types. There's the human system level, and the system level.
Seems like when your computer is really angry, it's because it's been awake for too long.
Yeah.
It needs to just, like, shut down. Which I just never turn my computer off. I'm like, why would I do that? I wouldn't be able to just open it and have it magically pop up.
Right.
Why would I not want that? But I push it though, that's the thing. It's like I abuse it at that limit. I'm like, oh, why would I ever turn it off? I just don't, unless I'm picking it something.
So it's from the system of things.
Yeah, that's what you said. I'm like, I have to restart my computer, so I'm going to ignore that. It's trouble.
I have a Microsoft Office project on my Mac, and so they make it sound really dire. They're like, this is a critical update. I'm like, well, I better do what they're saying, because it probably is.
Yeah, I just ignore all of those. I shouldn't, but I do.
I can look at Chinese email.
Thank you. that throwback for you, Mandy.
That was fantastic.
Just for you.
You're missing the afro, though.
Well, it's in the car.
Yeah, where's the afro? Oh, left it in the car,
it's
eh?
In the car.
Shake
go
that?
Get it if you want.
We're shaking his ass.
Thank you. Super fun, I super bored. I said, oh, don't you know?
Thank you for listening. So, thank you.